Stand with me if you would. If you're not comfortable standing, be welcome to sit.
Lord, Jesus, I love thee.
Oh,
significance. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for rising from the dead. Thank you, Lord, that even though when that stone was rolled over your grave, Satan put on all the sin of the world, waiting against that stone, past, present, forever. He put my sin on that stone, holding that shut, but you rolled that away. It was pushed away, and you rose. You conquered death and hell and the grave, and you live forevermore. Thank you for being my Savior.
I'll never forget when I was serving as administrator of the Christian school years ago, there was a part of our application process that asked parents to describe their relationship with the Lord, and the question was asked, "Do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ?" I spoke to a parent one time who, in very candid and frank terms, said, "Terry, I have no relationship with God. I have no relationship at all with Jesus Christ." The most profound question that will ever be asked, and the most important answer that we'll ever give, is, "Who do you say that Jesus is?" And beyond who you say He is, do you trust Him to do for you what you could never do for yourself? Have you ever admitted that you need a Savior and humbled yourself to say, "Jesus, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, and I want to trust you to be my personal Savior. I want to live with hope and assurance, purpose in this life, and hope for when I die, that time will only be a transition from one life to a much, much better life." What a wonderful name it is. What a powerful name it is. But if it's only a name and you've never received Him, then I would ask you this day, as the Lord leads and directs your mind and your thoughts, consider this most important issue in each and every life. Lord Jesus, we praise you and thank you. What a wonderful name it is. What a powerful name it is. What a great and wonderful Savior you are. Thank you that you loved us sinners and brought us grace. And we appreciate it beyond our ability to express. But we thank you humbly in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Adina grew up a whole lot of her life here in this church. And she did grow up. I had doubts at times. Every time she'd get up and mess up my hair and do all kinds of stuff, just as aggravating as could be. She may still do it, I don't know. But she's grown up a lot. She was able to get through biblical geography at Cincinnati Christian Seminary with a B plus. Oh, a D plus. She barely made it. If somebody hadn't guided her to Mexico, she would have probably headed north. But anyway, she made it, and we love her, and we're glad she's here, and she's going to share. How many years, Adina, working down there? 3, 4, 6? Wow. So it's a real blessing. She's a part of our missionary support. She's homegrown. We love her, and we welcome her back to share about what's going on down in Mexico. Adina, please come.
I'll pray with you.
Father, I pray that you just bless her words and her time to share with us what you would have us know, what you've put on her heart and what you're doing in her life and in her part of the world. May we be blessed. Give us ears to hear and hearts and minds that are open. Clarity for her to make the vision clear to us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, so before I start, if you don't know me, my name's Adina Bailey. I am nuts. That's okay. I know John, he's not mad at me, like, forgetting to move the chairs. But I actually need somebody to want to help. I don't know if a youth would want to help because you're going to be blindfolded. It can be an older person. I don't care. Anybody, somebody say me, because if not, I'm just going to pick somebody. Yes, Ruth. Okay, so Ruth and Debbie I've already picked because Debbie, when she's feeling no, you're going to be blindfolded, Ruth. But Debbie's going to be like that sweet, cute voice when she's not frustrated. Not, no, because if you don't, So yeah, you really, if you didn't think I was crazy, now you do. That's okay. Just a short background of who I am, if you don't know me, because there are new faces now, which is kind of weird for me, because I just think everything should just stay the same while I'm gone, and then I come back and everything's still the same. But that's not what happens. Like, nobody should grow up. Nobody. Kids I babysit are graduating high school now. That's crazy. People are friends that have babies now. It's just weird. So I just feel like when I leave, everything should just stay the same. And then when I come back, you just like click pause again. So for the ones who don't know me, I grew up here, like Pastor Terry said, probably for like 20-something years. I don't know. I'm 29. I know, I'm 29. That's crazy. I'm almost a 30. But I grew up here, went to Mercer County. Then I went to Cincinnati for college. And then after college, I decided to go to Mexico to live. That's just normal, right? I went to El Salvador 15 years ago, maybe? 15? We went, yeah, to El Salvador about 15 years ago on a mission trip from here, and that changed my life. I fell in love with Hispanic kids, pretty much just kids, but Hispanic kids I just love. Wanted to take them all home with me. If you want any more information about that, ask Debbie, because we had long talks about how I can't just take kids home with me. But yeah. And I just fell in love with missions and with God and kids and everything. So after that, I decided I had to go to college first. And I went to college for 4.5 years. And then I went to Mexico about 7 or 8 years ago for summer and decided that's where I wanted to stay for ever, maybe, or however long God wants me to stay there. So I came back to Cincinnati for a year, finished my education. Then said, can I come back to Mexico for a year? They said yes, and that 1 year is now 6 years that I've been there, and I've never came back to the States. So yeah, I love Mexico, love Mexicans, love Mexican food. I don't like the heat, but everything else, I love Mexico. So yeah, that's just a little bit about me. But that has nothing to do with what you just saw. That was just, if you don't know me, that's short. Mom's telling me to slow down, slow. No, you can just leave them. Why are you? Yeah, just leave them. We'll get it later. We'll get it later. I need to slow down, Mom says. So I'll try to slow down, but that's not going to happen. So that's just about me. But this little object lesson, Mom says it. I says it's a game. Yeah, my English is great. I say it's a game because games are cooler than object lessons. So for me, that was a game. I don't know for Ruth what it was, but Ruth represented each one of us, and Debbie represented the Holy Spirit or God's voice. That's why I picked Debbie, because she just has that sweet voice sometimes. Sometimes, I know, if you know Debbie, you know it sometimes. And then all of you guys were all the distractions in life, whether it's Facebook, whether it's your work, whether it's your relationships, whether it's your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your husband, wife could be it too. What else could it be? It could be anything. Alcohol, it could be parties, it could be your school, kids, it can be anything. It's not necessarily all bad things. Kids aren't always bad things, but that can be a distraction in your life. Distraction. My accent is horrible, sorry. It's country and it's just bad English. So it could be anything. Music, just who you hang out with. Anything, and that's what we all were screaming at the top of our lungs. And I just feel like I don't remember what I talked about last year, so if I repeat myself, sorry, that's just what God's been talking to me for the past year, about obedience. And I saw that little object lesson in Mexico once. I was like, that definitely speaks to me. But I just think I think it's important. If I get real nervous and just go off, just somebody redirect me. I didn't write it, but I wish I had. First off, if you can't hear God's voice, like Ruth could hear Debbie's, I don't know if she could hear it well, but Debbie just kept, like, I could hear quietly. But it's the same thing with us. If we can't hear what God's telling us to do, we're not going to be able to obey him. Just like relationships. If I don't spend enough time with somebody, for example, if Mona doesn't spend enough time with Rock, as husband and wife, she's not going to know his voice and what he wants of her. It's the same thing with God and us. If we don't spend enough time in God's word or with God through worship, through prayer, through relationships talking about him, we're not going to know God's voice, what he wants of us. It's the same thing. If I can tell, like this morning, I didn't even know that, Steph. That's my sister Stephanie. She walked in this morning. I walked around the door. I didn't see her. And I heard, thank you, or something like that. And I was like, thank you. I was like, Stephanie's here. Didn't see her. I walked back. I was like, knew it was you because I know her voice because I spent time with her. That was perfect. That went right into this, Steph. Good job. So if you don't spend time with people, you're not going to know their voice. If you spend time with him, you're going to know. It's the same thing with God. If you don't spend time with him, you're not going to know his voice, which is going to make all those distractions, like, even louder because you're not going to hear any other voice you're trying to find because you're not going to know his voice. Does that make sense? Yes. Thanks. Good feedback, guys. So I guess my question, what's God telling you you need to get rid of? What's he telling you to do? What's he telling you you don't need to do? What is he asking you to do? Which isn't always easy. I mean, moving to Mexico, I mean, I was real excited, but it's not always been easy. There's definitely difficult things that have happened through the process. I mean, I don't even know Spanish, and I don't speak English that well either, so you can imagine. But I mean, if God's going to tell you to do it, you should just do it. It's going to be totally worth it. I don't know if he's asking you to go volunteer at the Christian Life Center. Totally support the Christian Life Center. My grandma used to work there for lots of years. Miss Dorothy Scott. I mean, I don't know. That's something home right there. I don't know if he's asking you to just pray for somebody. I don't know if he's saying, here, give so you don't go. Somebody else will go. I don't know. I remember the girls that went to camp. I know you guys made it possible. That's God's voice saying, give so the girls can go. I'm not saying you have to go across the world and live. No, I do. That's what God's asked me to do. But I don't know what he's asking you to do. Just get up every Sunday, get here early, and worship. It's not easy. I'm sure it's not easy, but God's asked them to do that, and they're doing it. So I guess just try to figure out what God's trying to get you, like, what he wants you to do. So if you don't hear that voice, spend time with God, and you will hear that voice. So yeah, God's definitely asked me a lot of things. My time, pretty much my whole life, let's be real. My time, my money, my relationships, my family, my comfort. American life is so much more comfortable than Mexican life. Like, these past few days, it's been, like, cold outside. I mean, like, 68. That's really cold for me. I wore a sweater yesterday. It was great. So it's just getting out of that comfort zone. He told me to give it up. He might not tell you to give it up. It doesn't matter. Everyone's different. I made a note, which is funny. I've had to give up my Cincinnati amazing food, Skyline and Graters, which anybody in Cincinnati knows. That's just wonderful food. And I'm sure there's wonderful food in homegrown Kentucky. Fried chicken and whatever else we eat here. So, yeah, I mean, I know. You probably think I'm crazy. That's okay. So just any choice you make, just make it be what God wants. And I remember once somebody told me half obedience is disobedience. So, like, if somebody said, if God told me to give Pastor Terry my phone, hopefully he doesn't. But if he said, give him your phone, and I was like, I'm actually going to take off this case and then give it to him, that's still disobedience. God's telling me to give it to him. That's still disobedience. Does that make, do you get that?
Yes.
Like, if God says, give this to John for his little boy, I'm actually going to use it a few times. No, that's a disobedience because God said, give it to him. I know, you guys are really quiet. So, that stuck with me one time. Somebody said, half obedience is disobedience. And that's totally true, but totally hard to grasp and do the right thing. And I'm just going to share a few verses. In Psalms 128:1, it said, blessed are those who fear the Lord, who walk in obedience with him. Obviously, we're talking about obedience. And then it says in 2 John 1:6, it says, and this is love, that we walk in obedience to his commandments. I mean, it's going to be way worth it if you obey God. I have tons of testimonies where I've trusted God, and he comes out way better than I ever had imagined. And then Deuteronomy 5:33 says, walk in obedience to all that love your God. Sorry, that's not right. Walk in obedience to all that the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live and prosper and prolong your days in the land that you will possess. Like, it's a promise. You obey God, he's going to give you long life. You obey God, he's going to go way beyond what you think he would do. So that's just what he's been doing in my life this past year. I don't know how many minutes I was up to. My goal was to actually look at the time before I got up here, but I totally forgot that. So I don't know. Yeah, it's a lot harder up here than you guys think. So I'm just going to share a few testimonies about what God's been doing in my life, in the home, in my personal life, in my family. About being obedient. So I'm going to try to be obedient here because there's some things I don't really want to share, but God said share it, so I guess I just have to share it, which I don't want to, but that's okay. God definitely told me, go to Mexico. I went. I'm there. I love life. But it hasn't been easy. There's a church there. If you know me at all, I was the first one here, third one, and I'll probably be the last one to leave. I just love to just hang out. I just like that. And our church is not like that in Mexico at all. I talk to one person, and he's an old man. And I love him, but I don't even know his name. But that's the only person that talks to me, and that's the only person I talk to. And it's not a small church. It's a big one. So that's like a huge thing, obeying God. I was like, can I go to another church? They're like, nope, this is the church we're going to. I was like, And God has just shown, regardless if I enjoy it or not, I just have to keep going. So I'm obeying what God's telling us to do. We just have to keep going. Excuse me. Right before I came home, they were like, actually, we're going to move you to the center church because there's three churches that are the same church but different locations. They're like, we're going to let you go take the older kids to the center church and just watch them. I was like, yes, because I like it. I talk to everybody, and there's old little ladies, and there's young people, and I just love it. And I talked to Abraham, the last one to leave. So it's been 6 years, and I fought the fight to just keep going in that church I didn't like, and now God's made a change. So it's not always easy. That just came to my mind. But God doesn't always call us to do easy stuff. Most of you know, I don't know what I've said last year or the other 5 years I've not been here. But God's totally changed my entire life. When I went to Mexico, Mom and I were tight. My dad and I weren't tight. Me and my dad are tight now. His wife and I are good. His wife's kids and I are good. It's just weird because it's not something I can do. And it's just God. I'm not trying to leave you guys out. I'm just like, okay. So, this is hard, Pastor Jim. I don't know how you do this. Big thing. I remember last year, we have prayer meeting on Monday, the first Monday of every month, for our families specifically. And God told me to pray for this girl. And I was like, not happening. Don't really care about her. I mean, I'm just going to be honest. I don't really care what happens to her. And God was like, you need to pray for her. I was like, no, don't really care what happens to her. Could care less. And he's like, you should call her. I was like, definitely not. No. I don't even have her phone number, God. God's like, call her brother and ask. I was like, oh. It's like, I really don't care what happens to her. Like, I'm just going to be straight. I don't care. He's like, you should call her. You should pray for her. I was like, okay, whatever. So I call my brother, ask for a phone number. And he's like, why do you want it? I was like, I don't know. I'm just supposed to call her. Dina, you haven't talked to her for years. She's not a nice person. I was like, I know. That's why I don't want to talk to her. He's like, that's weird. Just let you know, she's been really sick. Something's wrong with her, and nobody can find out why. I was like, okay, God, whatever. That's all right. All right. I'll do this. I guess I'll pray for her now. Then I called and she didn't answer. So I thought, yes, I don't have to call back. No, I had to call back. Yep. God wanted me to actually talk to her, not to her answer machine. Called back and she started talking and talking. And I was like, what am I going to talk to her about? I don't even know. He was like, don't tell her, you know, she's sick. I was like, okay. Don't know what I'm going to talk to her about. She told me she was sick. The next day she had tests. And then I called back the next day. Everything came out fine. She's fine. She's not sick. I was like, that's weird, man. That's awesome. That's God. That's not me. And I don't even care what happened to her. Like, I didn't care. So it was just way weird. And then she got to the point, I know you talk to your brother a lot. And I was like, oh, yeah. I'd really like if you started talking to me a lot. I was like, oh, I don't want to talk to you. But it's just cool. It's my stepsister. Yeah, I don't know how, that's not me at all. It's God. I just obeyed him. I don't know what he's going to do. That's weird. I don't want to, but God does. So it's just even obeying God and the stuff that you're like, don't really want to. And God's like, I do though. So it's not hard, it's not easy, but it's totally worth it. I mean, it's cool that I can say that now. Definitely wasn't a few months ago. I was like, oh, gosh. But it's good. God's good all the time. And all the time, God is good. So, that's just like a huge testimony. I've just seen that year and year and year and year after how God's changed my entire family with me, how I am with them, how they are with me. And it's just amazing because it's just God. There's no other way to explain it. Just anything God asks you to do, just do it. And now that's going to be coming his blessing. So that's pretty much, I mean, I could go on and on forever about everything God's done, how amazing is. He's wonderful. But I'm not, because you probably will get hungry soon. But I do have a slideshow. So I guess I'll show that now. And then if anybody has any questions, or maybe, I don't know. So we'll just go with that. Okay? And hold on. Just 1 minute pause, because that goes by itself. I'm going to put music on. I don't really know anything about technology. So we're just going to hear it from my phone. Is that good? In the microphone, Pastor Terry says. And you're just going to act like it's coming out that thing. It's okay, like this. Really? Watch this, guys.
She's on my channel.
I'm on his channel. Oh, man.
Father, it's who you are.
So yeah, that's our life. There's a bunch of kids. There's about 46 kids right now. I can give this back to you, Rock, so you're ready for worship. There's 46 kids. There's 7 adults. You do the math. That's a lot of kids and a little bit of adults. But yeah, there's 7 of us that live there all the time and take care of kids. There's now 1 boy that's 5 that's equal to like 15 kids that lives with me. He reminds me of some of the little boys here, actually. I love him. His name's Gabbo. He's 5, and he's in kindergarten still. And he lives with me, and I have a 15-year-old girl, which is amazing. It's not like a 15-year-old teenager you're probably thinking, ugh. No, she's amazing, super organized, helps me out all the time, folds laundry perfectly. We 3 live together on the girl side of the house. And there's another little girl that's 4. Her name's Ginelli, and I actually take care of her, but she doesn't live with me because I have a little boy, and that would not be good together because he is just out of this world, wonderful. If you want a picture of me and the little boy, it was on there. They're in the back. There's not enough for everybody by any means, so don't go crazy. I mean, I'm pretty cute, but you can see me on Facebook. You don't really have to have a picture. I mean, chill with the pictures. But if you... It's just a reminder to pray because I definitely need all the prayers I can get because it's kind of crazy with that many kids. And I totally forgot. I teach English there if you don't know what I do, which is funny, I know. And even funnier that the parents said it's more advanced English because, let's be real, this doesn't sound more advanced. But, yeah, that's what I do there. I take care of the smaller kids. So if you don't know, that's what I did. And I had something else, but it's totally left, so I don't really know. But, yeah, that's what I do. That's my life. Love Mexico. And God's good. So, yeah.
Okay. Robbie.
I wanted to share real quick. Adina came to youth and shared her testimony with the boys.
Yes. I'm going to get Ruth, and then we're going to, I was going to announce that anyone who would like after we dismiss.
I can walk up there. You don't have to walk up there.
I'm good at walking.
I got this.
This is the last one.
I just want to share a little something. I didn't expect to be touched by putting a blindfold on, but Adina could not have picked better, because Debbie's voice I recognize. Debbie, I trust. She will never and has never done me wrong. And the distractions around me weren't as prominent because I was concentrating and listening on her voice. And it really touched my heart to realize that. That's how the Holy Spirit really is.
That wasn't me either. I just thought Debbie's sweet voice would be great at it.
You never know all the ways that God's going to move and touch folks. And that's why he's God and we're not. Because we might set an agenda that we think is just perfect, which happened a lot of times in the Bible, and God disrupted those plans to fulfill his greater plan. There are two or three things that I want to say before we dismiss. One of which is we've been blessed to have two ministries represented today, which we support regularly. But if it's on anybody's heart to give extra to the Christian Life Center or for Adina's mission, follow the Lord's leading in your giving today. Another thing that was on my mind, August 19th, there is a celebration of life for Mr. T.A. Green, and that you may have seen that obituary in the paper. That will be August the 19th, that's a Saturday, at 2 p.m. at New Providence Presbyterian Church. So we did want to make that known to everyone. The third thing is that after our closing song, if anyone would like to come and spend a little time with either Adina or Cassie with questions or to be prayed for, we will certainly do that. Adina loves praying for folks, so she'd be glad to pray for you. And like she said, she's always the last one to leave. So let's stand together, ask the worship team to come. They're going to just lead us in a closing time of music. Okay, we're going to sing that, Rock? Okay, we kind of a little change here. Shine, Jesus, shine. I think it's a very fitting song in light of the fact that we're talking about ways to let the light of the Lord shine in our ministry and in our service. So let's close with that, and if you have any need to come, we'll pray for you. If you want to wait till after that song in a more private setting, we'll still pray for you and we'll be here for you. Let's worship the Lord.
just got an overwhelming sense that there's somebody that's really struggling with a lot of confusion, almost like you're being mentally blocked, just a real powerful confusion. If that's you, I'd like to pray for you this morning. If you're battling confusion this morning, just trying to make decisions, and it's like you just can't do it, I'd like to pray with you this morning, if you'd let me.
Amen. Thank you, George. next Sunday, Lord willing, I've been having a growing sermon in my heart, and I've spent two afternoons on the bush hog, which is a great time to think. And it just goes over and over. I'm going to talk about Abraham, the father of faith. And it's like the Lord's given me some insights about Abraham, and so I feel like I should announce that. Unless the Lord changes plans, it's in my heart. I want to talk to you next week about Abraham, the father of faith. Thank you for being with us today. And George's word from the Lord, if you'd be more comfortable kind of not just stepping out, you're welcome to step out. But if you think, you know, I'd just kind of like to do that privately, don't go home without being prayed for today. As always, I say this because I think it's so important. We don't minister here to put anybody on the spot or to call attention to you or maybe create, you know, people wondering, but we don't want anybody to ever go home with a burden that the Lord is here to meet. Amen? Amen. That's what the church is about. So, thanks, Adina. Thanks, Cassie. What a wonderful, wonderful time. Greet one another today with the love of Christ. Go and introduce yourself to someone you hadn't met before and just welcome them. Make sure they know that they're welcome to worship with us. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. You are dismissed.